Amen. Here we go. Here we go. Amen. Welcome back to Whatever's On. Can we get a round of applause? Okay. Welcome back to Whatever's On, the podcast where I talk about whatever I want, you know, whatever you suggest for me, whatever I want, I tell personal stories, school stories, anything, talk about drama, anything, you know, the whole ordeal. We talk about anything. I'm the host, and I'm the only host, so hold on. Fuck. Bro, I drank Red Bull. My head is honestly, like, I don't even know how to describe it. I do not have good, like, reactions to taking Red Bull, because I know Red Bull is an energy drink, so yeah, it's my bad. Like, I'm not supposed to take it. I've only taken it twice, and both times that I'm taking it, I haven't had the best experiences. Like, right now, my head, I can't even describe it, but anyways, it's another day. It is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I'm starting school tomorrow. So, it's over. It's fucking over. Like, I've been talking about so many episodes that I've deleted. I've, like, before this episode, like, what I'm recording now, I've recorded, like, multiple times. Like, I recorded yesterday and a few times. Like, I've already recorded a bunch of times, but I deleted everything. You know, it's great, this side, you know. I record just for me to delete. It's perfect, you know. It's not a waste of time at all. But, something happened yesterday, and that is what led to this whole episode. This episode is, once again, another story time, because story time seemed to do good here. I've told the story time a 16, you know. I know you just love when I talk about that. So if you do like my story time, there is another story time up on my pod where my teacher called me. She saw my sex messages because I was charging my device in that room. And then she unplugged it, and then obviously when you unplug it from charging, it goes on. And then she saw the messages, yada yada, she confronted me, she's gonna involve my parents. It's a long story, you can go listen to the full episode here if you haven't already. But episodes, I mean, story time seems to be doing well. You enjoy it, I enjoy telling them, and if this does well, I may tell another one. So, you know, before we get into the story, let's talk about life updates, you know. You know, talk about a thing, one thing or two, and then we'll jump into the story, you know. Because it's a story time, I want to, like, jump straight into the story, because the whole episode is about stories, so I don't want to waste time. But, you know, let's take a little breather, you know. The story that I'm about to tell, the sneaking out story, has so many parts to it. And, like, even, like, right now, like, a few minutes ago, the person involved, I still talk to you. And okay, I snuck out to see a boy. Let me put it like that. So you get what I'm saying. And like a lot happened. Let me give you a little teaser. So I went out. I didn't record, by the way. He has a car, so we met in his car. Someone called him while I was with him. We went outside, like to the fucking gas station. We came back. I'm just trying to like give you like little teasers of what happened, so that you stick around for the story. I found out something. I cried. We kind of, yeah. Okay, that's it. Okay, I just want to like tell you like a thing or two that happened, so that you like, oh shit, like I have to hear the story. Like I want to give you, I want to let you know like, yeah, this story is good. Another thing is, initially, okay, so this episode, I wrote it down in my notes to tell it, sticking out story. And the story that I initially wanted to tell, because I wrote to, like, I wanted to make this episode, not like I want to, but I wrote it down, like, an episode that, okay, I need to burp. This Red Bull is not doing it. Okay, it's fine. But along, because in my notes app, I have a note. This Red Bull's in my throat. I wrote a note where, obviously, I have, like, the podcast stuff to talk about. And I wrote down to make a full episode about my stinging out story. So, when I wrote this down, I had another story in my mind, and when the thing that happened, like the story I'm about to tell happened literally yesterday, so when I wrote it down to talk about and like make the episode, this story that I'm about to tell was not what I had planned to tell, because I didn't even know it was gonna happen. So I have two stories to tell, and depending on like how long it takes, I want to tell two, hopefully I can, but if I don't, I want to tell two to just squeeze everything together. So there's two stories, and yeah, let's talk before we jump into the stories. But anyways, per usual, for those, if you know you want to get straight to the story, there's timestamps in the description, so you can always just look there and skip if you want. I don't encourage it, but I really don't care. Like, the views are down. It doesn't even matter. You know, skip to the end. Or like, fucking go skip to the outro. Like, I don't even care. Like, do whatever. Like, I don't even care. I just got a notification. Okay, alright. This is fucking so annoying. Okay, no, you know what? I'm jumping the gun. I haven't told the story yet, and I'm telling you stuff that wouldn't make sense on this good story. So, yeah, okay, anyway. This is so crazy. What is going on? Oh my god. You know what just happened? I recorded for 2 minutes and then I deleted it. And then I recorded another one for like a minute and I was explaining how I deleted the 2 minute thing. And I was like, yo, this is what's happening with my YouTube channel. Like, I make videos and I delete it. Now I'm making podcasts and I'm deleting it. Yada, yada. And then I deleted the 1 minute thing. Like, what the fuck is going on? I literally recorded for 2 minutes, deleted that. Then I recorded for 1 minute, explaining how I deleted the thing that I recorded for 2 minutes. And here I am, after I deleted the 1 minute thing, explaining how I deleted that. And I deleted, oh, you know what, fuck this. This is, you know what, fuck this. Let's just jump into the fucking story, bro. This is an on a never ending cycle. What the hell, bro? Yo, I've been already, okay, you know what, fuck it. Let me just jump into the first story, because I've been talking for too much, and yada yada. Okay, so the first thing in our story, right? I'm gonna tell two stories. The first one happened a long time ago, and then the other one happened like yesterday. Okay, so the first story. So okay, let me think about this. Like, how much info do I want to give? Do I want to give some backstory or just jump into this fucking story? Okay, a little bit of backstory. There's this guy who asked me for my numbers, and I gave it to him eventually. And then after we're talking, and then it's night, right? Me and my two other brothers were watching a movie upstairs, and I'm texting the guy, and he's talking about, like, you know, let's come outside, yada yada. And I was like, okay. I'm not don't get me wrong, it's not like I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not like I'm excited to go out, but it's like, okay, I don't know. And so watching the movie, and like all upstairs, it's like night, so we all have our blankets, yeah, like everyone like tucked in watching the fucking movie, and we're all upstairs, and to go outside I need to go downstairs. So now I need, you know, like, the, imagine you're watching a movie and someone just disappears. Like, not only do I just disappear, I disappear downstairs. So like downstairs, like everyone is like upstairs, all the lights downstairs are off, yada yada, like everyone's upstairs. So now it's just like, I don't know what the perfect excuse is, but I need to make it. So then I'm texting him, and I don't remember what movie we were watching, but the movie must not have been good because I decided to go out. And then I got out, went downstairs, and then, you see, this is a big brain. What's that thing? There's this common quote, I guess I can say quote. Strict parents make sneaky kids. Let me say it louder for those at the back. Hold up. I drank Red Bull. Strict parents make, what's that? Sneaky kids. Okay. So then I go downstairs. And you know, this is some big brain. Like, I want to clarify, this is a big brain move. And then I go downstairs. I'm walking. And I opened the bathroom door. And I closed it. Because the bathroom door makes a noise when you close it. So now, what would you think if the house is quiet and someone goes downstairs and the bathroom door closes? They're in the fucking bathroom. That's what you think. So then that's my thought. Like, I just do that to give that mentality that, yo, I'm in the bathroom, which is fucking big brain. That's fucking big brain right there. And then that's the thing. I opened it and I closed it. Like, I close it so that the bathroom door makes noise. And then, you know, I don't put on makeup or anything. I just put on Vaseline on my lips. And I go outside. I go out through the back door. Like, there's like fucking like four doors. Yeah, there actually is four. Well, there's five if you include the garage, but the garage is like way too noisy, so that's not even an option. But there's like four doors, and there's like this sliding door, and the sliding door is quiet, but it's not really quiet. Like, it's quiet, but it kind of sometimes makes like a screeching noise because it's like a sliding door, so you're like sliding in. But if you go like slowly, it's quiet. But if you like just go fast, it makes a screeching noise, but it's not that loud. And sliding door is the best. It's not the best option, but it leads to the backyard. And in the backyard, there's a gate that goes out, so you can always just do that. But anyways, I went out to the sliding door, and then I open the gate, and I go out, and then I see them, and we just chill on my. The first story is so lame, but whatever. We just out there, and I see him there, and we just sit on my front lawn, just talking. Yeah, that's it. That's the fucking story. Like, it's nothing crazy. Like, that's all that happened. Yeah, we just literally sat there. Obviously, you know, we hugged. I think, like, someone got on top of someone. I don't even know. We just, like, stayed for a while. We don't talk anymore, by the way. Just let me say that. And the reason why is because he was just, like, too forward. Like, it hasn't even been, like, a week or two since we've started talking. And he's like, so what do you say? Like, he wanted me to fucking say, like, he's like, have you decided yet? No. Have you decided yet? Like, have you decided? Like, give me a chance, bro. Like, this is not his voice, but I'm trying to put on a manly voice, so you know. Give me a chance, bro. Like, nah, bro. Give me a chance. And I was like, it's too soon, motherfucker. It's too fucking soon. And he's like, nah, like, I don't care. Just give me a chance. And I'm like, But yeah, long story short, we didn't work out because he was just moving way, way too fast. Like, you're starting a race before the fucking thing goes off, you know? Like, you're jumping the gun. Motherfucker, you are jumping the gun. You're doing more than jumping. You're fucking sprinting the gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's moving way too fast. We hadn't even been talking for that long, and he already wants me to, like, make a decision. And I'm like, oh, whoa. This isn't a fucking movie. This isn't a TV show. We're not actors. This isn't what it is. What is that show? What would you do? This is real life. And I was like, nah, like, hold on. So that's the first story. Pretty swag. Pretty boring. Pretty lame. But anyways, yada yada. We'll finish talking. I went back inside. You know, closed the gate. Went through the sliding door. And you see, another big brain. I opened the bottom door again, and then I closed it, and then I came upstairs. So now it literally looks like I just finished coming out of the bathroom. Big brain, bro. I am so smart. I can't get over that shit. But anyway, that was the first story. Pretty lame. I probably took, what, like 6 minutes? Damn. But anyway, that's the first story. And yeah, so yeah, pretty boring. The second story. That's the main story of the day. Thank God, honestly. Because this story was, like, I already wrote down that I want to make a full, like, because whenever I make a story time episode, the whole episode is about the story. If I made a sneak down story and this story that I just told it would be the episode, the episode would have ended by now. But thank the heavens of the gods or whatever that I have another one that literally happened yesterday. So, that's fun. I just thought about something. If it weren't for Dennis, I wouldn't have met this guy. Yeah. Moving on to story number two. Story number two. Okay, so for a little background info, for those who don't know the familiar name Dennis, I'm pretty sure for those who know who he is, know how things are with him, you already know the whole shenanigans. But for those who don't, I suggest you listen back to some previous episodes to get yourself a little more detail on Dennis. But long story short, Dennis is the security guard who works at the mall. Well, not a security guard, he's a fucking, like, well, he's this guy that works at the mall that has a somewhat, what, crush on me, I guess. And I see him from time to time, and he buys me snacks, he gives me money, he's just like a sugar daddy. And that is all that I want it to be. But obviously, you know, he wants it to be something more. And we've had some complications about it, you know, fights here and there about that. Well, we only had one big fight, but it was not a big deal. So, it wasn't even a big fight, I'm exaggerating, but, you know, obviously, like, he will say stuff like, oh, this is this. Long story short, that's him. And I went to the mall, I got some fucking snacks, and if you don't believe me, you can hear for yourself. I got some fucking snacks. It's a whole bag of snacks. It's like just stuff. And it's not the first time that he... Sorry, I got a message. My mind is... I'm not even going to read the text. It's going to put my mind somewhere else. But it's not the first time he sends me this. So that's why I say you can always listen to previous episodes. So get yourself included. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I'm coming back from the mall. I'm carrying the bag of stuff that Dennis got me. And this guy pulls me over. And he's like, hey! Because he's sitting, like, far away. Like, I'm literally walks my house. And he's like, hey! But in a different language. But, you know, I'm going to translate it for you. You non-South Africans. But he says, hey! And he calls me over. And I was like, what the fuck? You know that LeBron... I think it's LeBron James meme. Where he's like, what the fuck? Like, that's my new saying. Like, I like that meme so much. And I was like, what? And then I was like, oh, shit. And obviously, I go over. The mic is literally falling. What? And I go over. He starts conversating. Yada, yada. Like, he was also like, I don't want to. I can't remember what he said. Blah, 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 blah. But I don't want to say how old are you. So, how young are you? Yada, yada. I told him my age. He's like, what? Oh, fuck. I also lied about my age. I said I was 16. And then I said my birthday is next week. So that I was, that means, oh, fuck, no. No, I said I was 15, and I said my birthday's next week. But I think he forgot about my age, and I'll just lie again. I'm actually 14, by the way, and my birthday is this week. No, I didn't want to lie about my birthday. I just got it confused. My birthday is this week. Well, it happened yesterday. My birthday's on Saturday, July the 23rd. So this week, next week, same thing. But I said my birthday's this week, and that means I would be turning 16. I should have said I was 16 and my birthday is next week and I'm going to be... I should have said I was fucking 18. Because this man drives and this man has a piercing and this man works and... Because the thing is, I was looking at him and I'm trying to, like, figure out his age so that I can tell the right age. Like, I hate when people ask how old I am. Like, if... I'm trying to figure him out. And to be honest with you, he looked like he was, like, what? Semi, like, 16, 17, maybe even 18. Because he had, like, a piercing... So, maybe it was, like, what? He looks kind of, like... Okay, no, you know what? He looks, like, 16, 10, and 17 this year. Or, like, 17, 18. That's kind of how he looked. So, that's why I was, like, oh, I'm 16. I'm... What did I say I was? I'm 16, 10, and 17. No, I said I'm 15. I don't even fucking remember. But we're talking... Yada, yada, yada. And I'm trying to remember stuff that he said. Oh, he said some, like, stuff, and I fake laughed, obviously, you know. We always gotta make a fake laugh, bro. They say corny stuff. He thinks he's so funny, but he's actually not. I had to fake, like, so many times my laughing. You're so funny. Obviously, I didn't laugh like that, but, you know, I had to, like, fake laugh here and there just to not make things awkward. I was, like, so nervous. But, anyways, we're talking, yada, yada. We're just chilling. He seemed like a decent guy, to be honest with you. Yeah, let me give you guys a little backstory, because I'll tell you the reason why, because I cried yesterday. So I want to give you, like, full backstory on why, like, everything just, like, made me cry. He seemed like a decent guy, you know. He made a couple references here and there. Oh, yeah, my brother Netflix account. Maybe we can Netflix and chill. Okay. This is just, like, I was like, okay. He seemed like a pretty decent guy. And, you know, sure. And then he was like, yeah, yeah, so can I get your numbers? No, and then I ran away. I'm just kidding, but this is a problem because so I got a new SIM card and I have a new number and I don't remember my number. Like, I just don't remember it. Like, I remember certain digits because I've obviously, like, seen my number so many times. But I don't know it, like, I don't know all the numbers correctly off by heart. So I don't want to give a number and then I get, like, the last digit wrong or something. And then it's a fake number. And it's not even the first time when this happened. Like, there was another time where a guy asked for my number and I didn't know my number. And whenever I go to the mall, I don't take my phone with me. I've already explained why in a previous episode, but I don't take my phone with me. And with the other guy that had been, luckily they were like Uber cars, like parked there. And then he went to Uber and asked for a pen and paper. And he wrote his number down and gave it to me. Yada yada. But with this guy, we are literally in the middle of a fucking park. So, I don't know. And he asked me for my number. And I remember I literally laughed. And I was like, I don't know my number. And the reason why I laughed is because I don't want to say the B word, but everyone knows, like, if a girl doesn't want to give you a number, she's going to come up with an excuse, or she's going to give you the wrong number, or she's going to say, oh, I have a boyfriend, or, oh, this, or, you know, there's common excuses, or, oh, I don't know my number, oh, I forgot my number, or, I don't have my phone with me, or, I have a boyfriend, or, like, they're always going to come up with an excuse if they don't want to give you their number, or if they don't like you, they don't find you attractive, yada, yada. I didn't mind giving my number, but I genuinely don't know my number. And I thought that he would think I'm lying. That's why I laughed, because I was like, fuck, like, I don't know my number. Like, that's the thing. And I laughed and I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, okay, do you know your IG though? And I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. With the other guy, with the Uber guy who got to the notes and paper, that was the same thing I thought about. I was like, I'll just give you my IG and you'll send me a DM. But then he goes, I don't have IG. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, who even... I mean, obviously, it's like a red flag. I mean, it's a green flag. It's like, oh, you don't have IG? Say less. It's the type of thing like, oh, you don't have social media. Okay. Say less. But then at the same time, it's like, you don't have social media? But with this guy, he had IG. I wrote my IG down. And then it was like, okay. Yeah. Bye. And then I woke home, kind of shaking. I didn't look back. I woke home, kind of like shaking a little bit. Come to my house. I have a bag of snacks. I just gave this guy my number. And the other thing is, like, I don't... I remember when I was going back, I was so happy. Because, like, I finally have... Because the thing is, like, I know people in the park, but I don't know them well enough to, like, hang out with them or be there. Like, the people that I know are just acquaintances. You know, if I pass, we greet here and there. We know each other. But we're not, like... close enough to the point where we hang out. So because of that, whenever I want to hang out, I'm never hanging out with people in my area. I also have to go out with a car, with the Uber, yada yada. So I was happy because I was like, yeah, like maybe we can become friends or something. Because now there's someone in my, like, I can fucking be like, meet me outside my group, and then he's there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just made like hanging out so much easier, yada yada. And I was like, finally, there's someone that I can say that we're friends in the park. And I'm coming inside. I have a bag. I just gave a guy my number, you know. I'm like, yeah, life is good. But so I'm going back to school tomorrow. So yesterday was my last night before school, if that makes sense. So it was my last night to sleep in. If I want to stay up, it's my last night I can stay up. Whatever I want to do, it's the last night. Because today when I go to sleep, tomorrow I have school. So I was like, we have to make the most of tonight. We have to make the most. And also my mom is gone. And she's coming back tomorrow. So again, we have to make the most of this night. I'm out of breath. And then I go home. There was no electricity by the time I came home. Because it's this thing called load shedding. You wouldn't know. But it goes for like 2 hours. And the lights were going to come back by like, what, 1 hour or so. And then I was just there. Just chilling. I have a couple of snacks. And then, yeah. An hour goes by or so. The lights come back. Oh, and also the thing, I was watching Sidemen. I must say, like, I was never really, like, a fan of them that much. Like, not like I was really a fan, but it's like, I knew about them, but I've never watched them. I watched some of their videos. I understand the hype now. I watched Wipeout one. There was a Would You Rather one. I watched, which other one was it? Oh, no, their recent video, the... one where you need to, it's the hole in the wall. That's the first one I watched. And I was like, oh shit, I like this video. And then I watched a Wipeout one. And then I watched the Would You Rather. I just, you know, it was nice. I just had to say that. Like, it was not even part of the story, but yeah. And then the lights came back. And then I went downstairs. Because like I said multiple times, my room doesn't have the perfect Wi-Fi signal. Then I go downstairs. I take a chocolate bar with me. And I'm just downstairs chilling. I don't know what else to do, but I was on my phone. then I get a DM request, and he's like, yo, I don't say anything. 2 minutes later, what's up? And I was like, ooh, because I was waiting on his DM, to be honest with you. But, you know, I didn't want to, like, open it too soon because I didn't want to, like, rush it. But I was like, ooh. And then I finally opened, like, after, like, what, 10 minutes plus, I opened it and I was like, oh, wait, let me just read the DMs. Oh, fuck, actually, I can't. Because he sent this message and I didn't open it. Ooh. I'm not gonna do that. It's like when you leave someone undelivered, like he's left undelivered on IG. He has my number, by the way, but he sent a message and he's undelivered. So I'm not about to open the message because then he's gonna be left on scene. But anyways, he said, hey, and then I said, hey, and then I clicked on his profile. Oh, wait. Okay. Account review. So when someone messages you, you can see. You know, with IG, you can see, I took a screenshot though, you can see, there's certain information that they put, how many followers, okay, you know what, let me just read this straight off IG. You can go to your IG DMs right now, and, what the fuck, sorry, this guy sent me a message, and I'm like, what the fuck, that LeBron James meme, bro, it's so cool. Where is this dumb request? Okay. I found it. So, when someone messages you, so what it looks like when you open someone's DM, it's their name, like the username or the name, whatever. And then underneath it is says Instagram. And then underneath it, it shows how many followers they have. And then it shows how many posts they have. And underneath it, it says if you followed the account or not. Or it can be like, you follow this account since 2020 something. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And then it says 2.8 followers. And I was like, what? And I was thinking to myself, I literally thought that I had more followers than this guy. Because, like, looking at him, I was like, you probably have, like, what, 100 followers? Like, 200 at most? Like, 300 at best? You know? Like, I just undermined him. Like, underestimated him, I guess. And when I saw 2.8, I was like, okay. You know, like, this is good. But he has like 197 posts, and I was like, oh, this is bad. What the fuck? Who has this much posts? What? Like, if it was like a spam account or something, I guess, but this is your main account with that many posts, bitch. Some celebrities don't even have that much posts. Like, what are you posting that much for? And then I click on his account, and it's 2.8 followers. 2.1 following, and I was like, oh, it all makes sense now. He's one of those people that's like, follow, you know, those people that follow people, like follow a lot of people, and then those people follow him back. If you ever see someone is like, oh, they follow like 100 and something people, and they have 100 and something followers, you know, it's like a follow for follow ratio, then, or it's like they have like 10k followers, but they're following 10k people. You know, half they follow, like, you know, most of the followers they're following, that type of thing. And I was like, oh, it all makes sense. And I don't wonder why I have so many followers. To be honest, I would rather have 500 followers and, like, I follow 100 people than, like, a lot of followers, but I'm following all of them. Like, fuck that. Like, fuck that. In my opinion, I have more followers because he does the follow for follow thing, and that's dumb as hell. But anyways, yeah, I'm going through his post, and I was like, okay. And then I click on his story. You must remember, at this point, I have no information about him. Don't know his age. Don't know his name. Don't know his anything about him. For all my information, I think he's like 16, 17, or 18 at most. And I'm going through his stories. And the last story posted like, what, 25 minutes ago, at the time I viewed it, was a video of him driving. And I was like, what the fuck have I done? And I was like, no ways. Because I remember when I told him my age, he was like, what? And I was like, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And then just like thinking back, and I was like, with the way he reacted to my age and seeing that he's old enough to drive, I probably fucked up by telling him my age. Here I was thinking I did a good thing by lying about my age, making myself 1 year older. But it looks like this motherfucker is way older than I thought. because he's old enough to drive. He has a piercing, so he's old enough to get a piercing. And I was like, oh shit, I fucked up. I should have said I was fucking 40 something. Like, I should have said I was old. But the thing is, I was telling myself, like, at the same time, I didn't know. And based off his appearance, you wouldn't guess he's old enough to even drive. Like, when I saw him, he was sitting by himself at the park. So it's like, you wouldn't even guess. That's the thing. Like, he literally looks like a child. But anyways, I saw that and I was like, no fucking ways. And then it made me be like, no wonder he was, like, erected that way when I told him my age. But anyways, we were texting back and forth. And then I responded, hey, to his message. And he's like, we met at the park. And then I was like, yeah, I remember. And then he was like, something, you want to still come? I can't remember what the fuck. And I'm not going to open the DM. But he was just talking about, like, me coming outside so we can, like, meet, hang, talk, whatever. You know, just, like, go outside and chill. I don't want to sit in, like, a meet. I don't like saying we want to meet. Like, hang out, chill. You know, like, I'm trying to find the right word for fuck that. And then I was like, I can't remember what I said. Only God knows. You know, I'm never going to know until he sends me another message and then I respond. Because the thing is, the last message that he sends, I'm not going to respond to it. That's why I don't want to open it. But if he sends me another message in the future and then I respond to it, then I can probably read the DMs. So till then, you will not know what we said. I remember, but I don't remember like detail for detail. Long story short, he said, you know what, just take my number. Can text on the app, you don't have to do this shit. And also the other thing is, there's some people that I like from time to time. I can give my password out, and you know, some friends of mine resign into each other's accounts. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's, that's why, like, whenever I talk on IG, I want to make sure that, like, you won't catch me lacking on IG. That's the right zone. Like, I'm not about to be like, oh, I love you. That sounds like, let's take this conversation straight to the app. Let's talk as least as possible on IG. Because, first of all, there is someone signed into my account, a friend of mine, but she signed out, like, a while ago. But, you know, as an example, like, sometimes, from time to time, like, I can give my friend my IG account to sign in, and then I sign into this. So, let's not talk too much on IG. And then I give my numbers, yada, yada. Fuck, I can't even breathe. Too much noise. Talking nonstop, damn. And then we start, oh, I can read my our chats. What the fuck? Why don't I remember what we spoke about? Let me read our chat. He sent a message, so that means I have to open his message. But it's not IG. It's like, what the fuck? I should have fucking deleted this. I should have fucking deleted this. I'm so Nothing. I just read his message right now. What the fuck, bro? But anyways, sorry if I'm saying what the fuck too much. There's this LeBron memes, like, is this LeBron James meme where he's like, what the fuck? Like, if you don't know it, you can just search on Google LeBron James saying what the fuck meme, something like that. And there's also this TikTok song that's like, what the fuck? Then, okay, let me just play it so that I don't sound like a fucking idiot. Let me disconnect the mic. Hold on, technical difficulties. I want to play the audio so that I don't, so, why am I mumbling so much? So that I don't sound dumb. Where is it? Yeah, this one. What the fuck? That's it. That's literally it. But yeah, those two memes are, well, memes and songs. So that's the reason why I'm saying it so much. But anyways, he messaged me. He was like, yo. And I was like, hey, Baba. And he was like, still good, mamito. I hope I pronounced that well. It's M-A-M-A-M-I-T-O. Mamito. Oh, yeah. On IG, he was like, blah, 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 blah. When I'm done cooking, we can come outside. Yeah, yeah. And then that's when I was like, let's just take the conversation to app. And then I gave him my number. And then he said, so at 7:51, he said, still good, mamito. And then I didn't say anything. I didn't open his message, and then at 8, he's like, done. So he double-texted what I'm trying to say. And then I was like, yeah, and that's cute, with the crying emoji. And I'm like, I'm in bed. And he was like, okay, you know what, fuck the details. Let me just read and see if these details are even necessary. But it was just him just saying, like, oh, let me know when you're ready, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, I'll tell you, blah, 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 blah. Him constantly being like, okay, are you down? Like, are you still going, winning, yada, yada. And I was like, you're so impatient, yada, yada. And I was like, okay, blah, 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 blah. We're just going back and forth, him saying like, yo, like, are you still down? You know? And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, you impatient little boy. Like, just wait. Because I was actually lazy. But then we just kept going back and forth. Yada, yada. He's like, oh, check another 10 minutes, 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then I was basically, because I was, motherfucker, why does this thing keep falling? Oh my god, sorry for cussing, but something fell. But anyways, because I think if we were just gonna like chill outside, and then he sends me a message and he's like, they sent me to the garage, should I come pick you up or bring you back? Or should I come past there when I'm back? Like, when he's done from the garage. And then I was like, oh, shit. This is where the sneaking out part comes in. And I was like, I don't know. It's cold and I'm lazy. Which it is. Because, like, I was wearing... I'm literally wearing the same fit, but I'm wearing a t-shirt. Yesterday, I was wearing shorts and this sweater. And I was, like, in my blanket. And whenever I would come out of my blanket, it's cold. But I'm still in the house. So, if it's cold when I'm in the house... Imagine when I'm outside and I'm listening in shorts. So I was just like lazy. I was in comfy clothes, yada yada. And then I was like, fine, fine, you can go. And when you come back, you can pass by. And then he was like, sure. And I was like, wait, where will I see you? Because we met at the park. And the park is far away from my house. And we haven't spoken about that, you know? And he's like, send VNs, send a voice note with directions. And he's like, he's in the car. And then I'm like, I'm so confused. Can't breathe. Oh wait, he called me, I think. Yeah, he called me, motherfucker. I hate cold so much. And then he called me. I couldn't hear him. First of all, it wasn't on my side. Let me say that. It wasn't on my side. It was his connection that was bad. But he called me and it's like glitching. He's like talking and the thing is glitching. It was like glitching. It was, like, scratchy and, like, glitching and, like, reconnecting, blah, blah, blah. Like, the connection was bad. That's why, I just hung up and I sent a voice note. And then he sent a voice note. And he was, like, send your location, blah, 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 blah. And then, now, I was, like, okay, like, calm the fuck down. Relax. Patience is the key. And then I come into my room. This is the sneaking out part, you know. And I was, like, yeah, this is the whole part. Like, this is the story you've been waiting for. How long have I been recording for? I haven't even, like, told the sneaking out story. 23 minutes. I've been recording for 23 minutes and I haven't even told the sneaking out story yet. Like, I'm telling the story, but I haven't gotten to the part yet. I need to breathe, bro. My throat. I'm running out of breath. Hold on, I need to breathe. Motherfuckers, I'm back. Let me go back to the chat. But anyways... Okay, so, yeah, oh, okay, so, I come back in, okay, so, I go to, I'm so confused, I go to my room, because I'm wearing shorts and this sweater, obviously, I'm sick of the shorts, okay, no, wait, I was thinking, okay, wait, where was I, he called me, right, so then I went downstairs, you know, for better connection, that's why I was like, the fucking glow, like, because it was, like, scratchy, that was honestly. But, like, the connection was poor and it was on his side because I went downstairs. Because downstairs, the Wi-Fi is literally downstairs. So, you know, I went to the Wi-Fi and then I hung up. And then now I'm in the, like, I don't know what to call the room. But, like, when all the clothes get washed and they need to be ironed, there's in this basket. And the iron table board is there and the iron's there. And there's a cupboard. And all the clothes that get ironed go in there. So, yeah, it's that room. I don't know what to describe the room, but... That's the room where all the washed clothes and the ironed clothes go in. So I have some jeans there. And I wear this black jeans. And I wear this... What else did I wear? Oh, yeah, I wore the black jeans. And then I came upstairs. And I wore this, like, green... Like, I don't know how to describe this thing that I wore. It's kind of like... what even is this? Like, what? It's like a turtleneck, kind of. Nah, like... Fuck that. I don't even care how to describe it, but yeah, it has a turtleneck. So it's like a turtleneck, but it's not like a sweater. Because a sweater It's like, okay, fuck that. I don't even care. This is not a clothing podcast, but I wore that and I go downstairs in the mirror. And the other thing is, I came upstairs, like when I'm running, the thing is I had to run because to go downstairs, you need to go down fucking stairs. And my brother's room is at the top of the stairs. So if my brother just even opened his door, he would see me. That's why I would run, because my other brother's room isn't by the stairs. So if I run, he won't see me in time. But if my brother, my older brother, opens the door, like your first view when you open his door is fucking stairs. So whenever I would run, I literally would like have to run fast. And with the mindset that if he opens his, like, because then if I'm going down the stairs, if he opens his door, I'm fucked. Like, there's no time to run. I don't think I understand, like, his room is at the top of the staircase. If he opens his door, there's no escape. There's no anything. He will see me because the stairs are right there. So that's why, like, whenever I go by the stairs, I'm running because I can't risk that. But then at the same time, I can't run too fast because, like, when you run, they make, like, footsteps. So I'm, like, running, but, like, quietly. It's so hard to, like, it's not hard. The thing is, imagine having to, like, run without making a noise. So, like, I'm running, but I'm, like, slowing down at night. It was just a chaotic mess. And then I went, so I came upstairs, and I'm wearing these black pants, but I'm wearing the same shirt I was in the house. So I ran fast. And then I go to my room. Like, the shit I'm doing for a boy. But then, because the thing is, downstairs has a standing mirror, and I wanted to see, like, my full fit. So then I run downstairs again. Like, I'm running, but I'm trying to, like, I don't know how to explain, because when you're running, you're moving fast, but I need to move slow also at the same time, because if I run too fast, you're gonna hear my footsteps. I'm just thinking, like, imagine you're hearing footsteps, like, running up and down. It's not gonna make sense. So that's why I'm, like, running. But I'm trying to, like, take big steps to, like, reduce how many footsteps he hears and, like, run fast but then slow down at times. Like, it was chaotic. But then I go downstairs with that same mindset, like, I need to fucking run. Like, it was so scary. I mean, he went to his room, so, like, at the same time, I'm thinking, like, there's a 90% chance that he's not going to catch me because he's in his room. But he can always come out to go to the bathroom or anything. And I'm telling myself, if he comes out, I'm fucked. Like, I don't know. So then I go down and I'm looking in the mirror at the fit and I'm like, okay, we're ready. And then I look at the fit and I don't like it. I don't like it. And I was like, here we go. It was just like, it didn't, like, the pants were baggy. And then the thing at top I was wearing just, like, didn't go. And the color, like, I was like, nope, this isn't gonna work for me. And then I was trying to think, like, yeah, this isn't it. And then now I'm like, oh, fuck. So then I'm trying to think, what can I wear? And then my phone buzzes and he's calling me. And I'm like, bro, please. Like, I'm panicking. Not, like, panicking, but I'm trying to, like, be fast with it. Because now, first of all, I'm in, like, a full outfit. So I also need to be fast and make sure I don't run into my brothers. Because the thing is, even if my brother sees me, like, running down, that's one thing. But I need to make sure he doesn't see me. Like, at all. This whole night, he can't, like, see me. Even, like, because then it's, like, running down is one thing. But then it's, like, even if he sees me, he's not supposed to see me because I'm in an outfit, like, a full outfit. And he'll be like, well, why are you wearing that outfit type of thing? So now I'm like, bro, this is, like, I'm freaking out. Not, like, freaking out, but I'm panicking. I'm trying to be fast as possible. I had an outfit. So that means I have to go back to my room. And I have to run back trying to think of another outfit. Now I have to risk, like, running again without being seen again. And now he's calling me and I'm like, motherfucker, just calm down. And then I pick up the phone. He's like, yeah, and I'm like, bro, I am coming. Can you just, like, calm the fuck down? I'm literally coming. He was like, okay. Obviously, I didn't say it in that tone, but you get my point. I hang up. I'm just like, and then I go upstairs again. And then I run upstairs, but, you know, running slow and go to my room. Change the jeans, change the shirts, put on these green pants, cargo-ish kind of pants, and this white shirt. And I was like, okay, no, this is great. And then again, I have to go back downstairs. Oh, another thing is, like, I drenched myself in perfume. Not, like, drenched, like, too much, but, like, I sprayed a lot of perfume on my neck And like if I were to get hugged, like those areas where the guy would smell, so like my neck, like my chest, like back of my ears, you know those certain places, right? And oh bro, behind my ear I spread it burns. Like I don't know why that was that happened. But anyways, I ran downstairs and then I looked at the outfit. Because the thing is, the first outfit I thought it was perfect. And then I went and I had already put perfume, and then when I went downstairs I didn't like it. So the perfume is, I mean the perfume is still on the outfit, but it's like wasted kind of, I guess. So before I put perfume the second time, I wanted to make sure like, yeah, I got the right outfit before I put perfume on this again and then I change it. So then I go downstairs and I'm like, okay, this is great. This is fine. This is good. What? Why did I might do that? But and then I'm looking at the outfit, I'm like, okay, this is good. This is good. I'm trying to, and then I was like, do I tuck it in? But I was like, nah, I don't want to look too put together. Like I want to make it look, because you see, like the thing is, you want to meet up with a girl and she's like put together, I'm saying like makeup, edges, everything like done. It's like, oh, okay, so you got ready. Like I want to look, I obviously like I changed my outfit, but I don't want to like put myself together, because then it's like, oh, I don't know how to describe it, but like I'm like, I don't want to get ready because I don't want it to look like I got ready. Yeah, fuck off, I don't care about that. I've already wasted time on unimportant information. Let me just get to the fucking story. But then I was like, okay, this is fine. Let me not tuck it in, because then it looks like I'm too put together. Not like too put together. I don't want to look like I got, like I don't want to look like I got ready for him, if that makes sense. Like I just want to look like, yeah, yeah, like you called me, here I am. And like, oh, you know, fuck off. But then I was like, okay, this is fine. And I was like, okay, am I ready to go? Like I'm fixing my hair. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to go barefoot. And I was like, motherfucker, I have to go upstairs again and get my shoes. And then I was like, fuck. So then, once again, I run up the stairs, get my shoes. I look in the mirror, spray perfume, put some, what's the thing, deodorant on. And I was like, okay, we're good, we're good. I breathe in, breathe out, have the shoes in my hand, and I go downstairs again. I put the shoes on. I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, okay, this is a good fit. This is fine. So now, with shoes on, it makes the footstep noises a lot louder. So now I need to, like, run. Like, I need to move fast, because now, first of all, if I'm seen, not only am I in an outfit, I have shoes on. Because I was thinking, like, if my brother does bump into me, I can be like, I'm trying out outfits, and I'm looking in the mirror. But now I'm with shoes. I can still say I'm trying out outfits, but, you know, it's sus. But anyways, I go to the bathroom downstairs, and I put on some Vaseline on my lips. Put on some lip gloss. Not like, it's not a lip gloss because it's not bright, but it's like chapstick on my lips. I don't do makeup or anything, by the way. And I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, okay, we're good. So then, because the thing is, everyone went upstairs. So I off all the lights, everything. And I'm breathing in. And I'm like, okay, you know, we got this. You know, just breathe in, breathe out. I'm so nervous. Like when you're doing something wrong, your conscious is just like, you're going to get cold. Like they're thinking about you, you're going to get cold. You're going to get caught. Like, they know what you're doing. You're going to get... Like, even when I cheat on tests, whenever the teacher looks at me, I'm like, she knows. She saw you cheating. You're in fucking trouble. Like, your conscience is so bad. Like, when like if I'm cheating and a teacher looks at me, I'm like, she saw you cheat. Bitch. She saw you cheat. If a teacher's, like, walking in my direction, I'm like, it's fucked. You're fucked. She saw you cheat. She's coming to you. It's over. But obviously, they walk past or they do nothing. And I'm like, bro, your conscience... When your conscience knows when you're doing something wrong. So now that I'm sticking out, I'm like, fuck. I'm opening the slide door and I'm like, my brother can hear me. My brother can hear the sliding door. It's fine. So also the thing is, my brother's window, my little brother's window, to go out, because I was going out through the sliding door and you go out through the, I've made vlogs of my slide, like my backyard. So if you watch my YouTube channel, this would make more sense to you. This is why I suggest you, like, follow me on my socials and shit, because it helps stories make more sense. But to go out, if my brother looks out his window, he will fucking see me. So if he hears the sliding door and he's like, what the fuck is going on? And he checks his window, he will see me fucking. But, you know, then again, it's all your guilty conscience. It's just my conscience being like, he fucking heard me and he's watching me. But then I go out. And I'm looking outside, no, and I look up the window. It's the blinds are closed. Yada, yada. I'm like, it's fine. Breathe in, breathe out. And I'm walking. And there's a gate. And I was like, bitch, the gate makes a noise when you open it. And I was like, holy fuck. I have to go back inside because I can't go out through this gate. Like, I want to move away from my house as much, like, as soon as possible, because then, like, it's guilty conscious. Like, I cannot explain it. If you've ever snuck out before, it's just, like, a guilty conscious. I'm, like, looking left and right. I'm acting as if they know I'm sneaking out. Like, they're looking for me when everyone doesn't even know I'm not in the house. So then I was like, fuck. Like, I'm literally rushing out of the house. Like, they're going to catch me when they don't even know I'm out. And then I go back inside. And then I close the sliding door. And then I'm walking. Oh, this thing is, all the lights are off downstairs, right? So I need to turn on my torch. And I'm walking and I bump into this table. And the table, like, makes noise. And I was like, fuck. And then I turn on my torch. And then I went through the main door. The main door is actually quiet. You know, it's probably the most quietest. Because the sliding door is quiet, but it makes, like, screeching noises. The main door is actually, like, very quiet. I should have fucking opened the fucking main door. And then I go out to the main door. I open the door, go outside, lock it. Okay, so now I'm officially outside. So my dad's bathroom window, the outside view is the front of the house, which is the way I was going out. So if for some reason my dad was in the bathroom, or he was for some odd reason, which I don't think he's ever done, but is looking out the window, he will see his daughter in a full blown out outfit walking outside the house. So obviously, you know, the guilty conscience, yada yada. So I look at the window, there's no one there. Amen. So now I'm walking down, and my brother's window also, if he looks outside, he can see the same thing. So I'm like, okay, yeah. So now obviously I'm like going faster down. And then I'm walking. Bro, everyone's, like, window has the perfect view. And then I'm walking down the street. And my brother's view, that's my little brother's view. If he looks out the window, he can see me once again. Because his view is, like, straight. I can't describe it without just wasting time, but whatever. But then no one suspects me. That's the thing that I need to tell myself. So because no one suspects me, no one's looking for me. It's like if you're a criminal, and you know people are looking for you, obviously, you know, you need to stay alert. But no one's looking for me. So the way I'm acting is, it just fucks with me, bro. I hate it so much. Even when I was walking, like, I kept looking back as if they're looking for me. But then, I'm walking down the street, I see a car, like, flashing. Like, it's dark. So I see a car flashing, and I was like, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I've snuck up. That's the end of the story. Good night. I'm just kidding. We haven't even gotten to, like, the main story, the point where I go and he's gone. But anyways, I opened the door. The funny, I couldn't even see if it was him. I could have jumped into a random stranger's car for all I know, but it was his car, don't worry. I open the door, I hear the door unlock, and then I open the door, I go inside. By the way, the car smelled fucking amazing. Not amazing, but it had a nice smell. It smelled like a guy. I don't know, but it had a nice smell. I was gonna say it, but I didn't. I instantly was like, oh, fuck. Like, I was so nervous, I was so scared, like, I just kept to myself. And we were just chilling in the car, and he's like, oh, I have to go to the garage, you wanna follow me, and then we'll come back, I'll drop you back off. And I was like, oh, why am I and then I was and I was like, okay, I mean, I guess I'll go into the fucking garage. This was my first time not sneaking out, but my first time. I don't have friends who have cars. That's why when I found out he has a car, I was like, yeah, yeah, you know? I was, like, so happy because I was like, I want to live the teenage dream. For those who don't know the teenage dream is whatever you want it to be, you know? If for you, you want, like, a bunch of clothes, the dream closet, that is the teenage dream. If for you, you want to go out partying, drinking, this, that's the teenage dream. The teenage dream is whatever you want. And I want the teenage dream because I follow kids at school. They follow me, you know? And they go out, and they go out with their friends, they stay with their friends, they rent guest house, and I'm like, I want to fucking live the teenage dream. Like, I'm seeing kids my age, some even in my class, like, going out and stuff like that, and I'm like, what the fuck? So now I'm like, I have the source that I need to live the teenage dream. And that's what I was telling myself when I was walking. Like, when I was walking out, like, I hated it so much. Like, my anxiety, I was so scared. I felt so nervous, but I was like, bro, this is what you've always wanted. That was literally what I was telling myself. I was like, this is what you've always wanted, to sneak out. Because I always hear people sneaking out stories, and I was like, oh, fuck. And here I am, and I'm like, I'm telling myself in my head, like, this is what you wanted. This is the life you wanted to live. Like, you wanted the teenage dream, and you're living it. And we're in his car, And then we're like, okay. And then he's driving, and I was like, just like looking around. Like, I know the place, and I'm just thinking, bro, I could have gotten kidnapped. I mean, he lives in my estate, so not really, but that wasn't even on my mind. And he's driving, and I'm just like thinking, obviously, we're talking, we're having small talk. And he asked me like once or twice, like, you good? Because I was so like kept to myself. Like, I was so nervous, bro. I was so nervous. I felt so guilty. I felt so scared. Like, I was so scared to the point where, like, I wasn't even enjoying myself because of how nervous I was. Like, I didn't even have a good time because of, like, at the back of my head, like, yo, you're gonna get fucking caught. You're gonna get fucking caught. Like, it just ruins your mood. But anyways, we're going, and then he's by the security gate. And this is the reason why it's hard for me to hang out with people, because of the security gate. Like, people can't just come in and out. If you want to come in and you're coming with a car, they're going to call my parents and ask, yo, so-and-so is coming in. Do you let them in? That's the reason why I cannot live the teenage dream. And if they're coming in, that means if they're coming in and they're walking, I need to go and put my fingerprint, or else they're going to ask, yo, where are you going? And then they're going to call my parents. That's the reason why I can't live the teenage dream, because of the security gate. Like, I can't. The security people won't let random strangers in unless my parents let them in. But then I can always go up to the gate and let them myself. But then I have to walk out, and it's like, what the fuck? But he's talking to the security, and they're talking, and I'm literally like I'm trying to like calm myself down. Like, I always say, oh, anxiety, this. But for the first time, like, I actually was like trying to like calm myself down, and I was like I was just like, breathe. Because the thing is, the good thing is, like, he's talking to security guard, so he's not looking at me, like, he's not focused on me, and I'm, like, trying to, like, calm myself down. I'm trying to breathe. I'm trying to, like, just, like, relax. This is what you've always wanted. This is, and I'm just, like, trying to breathe. I'm literally peer pressuring myself. I'm, like, breathe, and I'm in the car, and I'm, like, breathe. Like, and then they're talking, yada, yada, and then they let him out because he stays in the fucking estate. The thing that they call my parents, be like, yo, can you let so-and-so in? He's like the parent, you know, like, he can get in and out whenever he wants. And then they open for him, and he's out. And so now that he's done talking to the fucking security, who else is he gonna talk to? Oh, take a guess, me. And then he's done. He comes, he puts his fucking attention to me. So now, like, I'm even if I'm not done, like, you know, calming myself down, well, he's fucking talking to me. So he's talking, and he's like, yo, you seem so, I can't remember, like, not for, like, word for word, but I can't remember what he said word for word. But he's like, yo, you're so, like, I don't know what the right word, like, tensed up, I guess. Like, in text, I thought you were talking like a baddie. I remember he said baddie. What the hell? Who even says that? Bro, even the phrases he was making and the way he talked, I was like, what? He was like, you good, fam. Like, what's his thing? Like, a Britain person. Britain. What? British. Britain. What the fuck? He was speaking like he's Brit. Like, I don't know. He sounds like he's trying to be cool. He was like, yo, you good, fam. And it didn't sound like something he used in his vocabulary. When someone curses a lot, it's like, oh, what the fuck? You know, you can hear it in their tone. Like, you can hear when someone curses a lot. But there's some people like whenever I want to say, like, oh, like, what? You know, like, vagina. You know, whenever I want to say words like that, like, even in the past, you can tell, like, how hard it is for me to say it. Then you can tell it's not a word I use. Like, it's not in my vocabulary. And the way he's talking, like, how some of the stuff he's using, is like, you just sound weird saying it. I can't describe it, but whatever. And then we get to the gas station. He's not even filling up his car. He went in to buy something, and he wasn't for a while. But then there was a guy, like, there was this guy that came out. So I was like, oh, he was probably waiting for the fucking guy. There was, like, probably a little line or something. And I'm in his car. And yeah, he just came like, oh, like, through text you were like a baddie. Literally, the only reference that he said. So, because the thing is, he kept asking me, like, yo, are you coming? Like, are you good? Everything all right? And I was like, you're so impatient. I like it. Don't stop, but relax. Something like that, I can't remember. Because I like, you know, overprotective, clingy, yada, yada, yada. That's not even something a baddie would say. It's just genuinely me. Like, yeah, I fucking like it when you're overprotective. Like, that's what? I didn't say anything that's a baddie. All the time I was rude, first of all. Like, what? He's like, because he made that reference when he was like, you're saying, I remember you said, oh, this, I like this, because what I said. And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I like a lot of stuff. And he's like, what do you like? And I was like, Like, my mind just went blank. There was nothing. Like, obviously, there's stuff I like, but I was like, there's a lot of stuff. I hate this thing that he does. There's a lot of stuff that I like. Tell me, what's one of them? Or tell me some. Tell me a few. Nah, it's a lot. I can't think of any. Tell me a few. Like, come on, tell me. I can't think of any. Nah, tell. Like, bro, I said I can't fucking think of any. It's so annoying. He's done it so many times. I will tell the story. But he's done it so many times. Like, bro, I can't think of something. Like, can you not understand my vocabulary? Do you not understand what the meaning I'm saying? Like, I'm literally saying that I don't know. And he's making it so weird for me. Because I'm so uncomfortable right now. And, like, it's the first time we, like, officially, like, linked. And I was so nervous. And I was so uncomfortable. And I just felt, like, so tensed up. And the stuff he was saying just made me even, like, bro. Because it was so awkward. I didn't want to seem like, oh, I wanted to just be perfect on the first day that we spoke. And I can't because I'm so fucking nervous. And it was just so weird. But then we get to the, what's this thing? The gas station, blah, blah, blah. And then he comes back inside. I didn't even see what he bought. I wasn't even paying attention. If I knew what would have happened, I would have. But I didn't. I don't even know what the hell he bought. But it was small because I didn't see anything in his hand. Like, not like... Obviously, if it was something big, you would have came like a plastic bag. It wasn't big enough for me to see. That's what I'm trying to say. I fucking know what it was. I don't, but I think I do. But anyways, it was a fucking condom. I'm just kidding. I think it was, and I won't tell you why, though. But I hate this man. Ah, fuck me, bro. Okay, whatever. And then we're going back, and then we go back to the estate. Yada, yada. My heart is like beating. If you've touched my heart, it's like ba-bum, ba-bum. Ba-bum, 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 ba-bum. Like, it's beating. But I'm trying to calm myself down. Because who's going to do it? Who's going to fucking do it if I don't? And then we go back inside. We park somewhere. And we're just talking. Very awkward. Oh, wait. Which part was it? Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm at the right part. When we parked the car, we're talking. And then he asked me. When I say we're talking, it wasn't even like a... It wasn't, wait, let me change my voice. It wasn't even like a like a flowing conversation. It was a like, I'm not explaining properly, but I'm saying, like, it wasn't like a flowing conversation. I'm not comfortable, if you can't tell. I wasn't comfortable enough to do half the stuff or say, like, I wasn't just comfortable. I was tensed up and it was just awkward. And it was just weird. And then he's like, show me some snaps. I can't, he's not like anything like explicit. Like, he just wanted to see some snaps. And I was like, I'll send it to you. He does it again. let me see some snaps. I want to see them now. Nah, bruh. Like, I'm going to send it to you. Okay, these voices. It's what's going on. But I was like, I'll send it to you. Like, don't worry. So it can be on your phone. Nah, I want to see the snaps now. And I was like, I will send it to you. Because I will send it to you. Nah, I want to see it now, though. Motherfucker! Read. Like, I was actually, like, genuinely getting mad. Because this time he asked, like, more than, like, probably, like, more than five. Like, he asked a lot of times. With the one where he was, like, ask. I can't remember what else he asked earlier. But he didn't ask that many times. Like, maybe, like, three times. This time he was, like, persuasive, like he didn't want to let it go. And I'm like, nah, I'll send you when I get home so that it can be on your phone. Nah, but I want to see it. No, I will send it when I get home. No. My point is, like, he wouldn't let it go. We were at this for like, what, a minute or so, and then eventually I was like, yeah, okay. This is the part that made me fucking cry when I got home. So it's fine, you know, we're just chilling. And then he gets a call. I want to fucking cry right now. I've only cried once in this podcast. And I'm not about to make the second time. But he gets a call. And he goes, oh, it's my brother. And I was like, okay. Like, I didn't say okay. But in my head, I was like, okay. Like, what the fuck? I don't care. Because in the message, like, they sent me to go and get something at the garage. So I was like, okay. He gets a call. picks up. On the other line, it was a female voice. And I quote what the female said in this tone, by the way, well, a tone close to it. "Hi, baby, where are you?" When I tell you, my heart just shattered right there. I will make jokes about things that, like, you know, like, I always make jokes about this type of stuff. Like, whenever I, you know, like, I can fucking say, oh, I'm gonna kill myself and I'm gonna make a joke out of it. So let's make a joke about the time where I fucking cried. But anyways, he, like, a female voice speaks and she's like, "Hi, baby, where are you?" And then he looks at me and he, like, does a confused face. And then he looks back at the phone and he replies. I can't remember what he said, but he responded. And then, why he's talking on the phone? It wasn't even that long. It was like, maybe like, what, 10 seconds or something. Like, they didn't speak for long, but he obviously responded. And then I just, like, sat there and I was like, wow. Like, I was just so, it didn't really hit me that hard. But when I got home, like, I fucking broke down about it. But at the moment, I was just like, wow. Okay. Yeah, wow. And then he hangs up and he was like, "What? That's my brother's girlfriend." And I was like, what? I didn't say what, but in my head, I'm like, what? And then he tried to brush it off and then he dropped me home. And he's like, "Can I get a kiss?" And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was going out and he's like, "Wait, can I get a kiss?" And I turned back. And then I don't know what a good kiss is. I've never kissed someone who's a good, bro, I'm fucking 14. Like, I'm not like, yo, I don't know what you would consider a good kiss is to be, because I don't know, like, what a good kiss is. I've had a bad kiss, that's for sure. And I don't know what a good kiss is. So, like, maybe, like, 3 seconds at most. And then I pulled back and I was like, wait. And he was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, bye. And then I closed the door and he drove off. This is the point where I was like, fuck. Because I was like, what if my brother heard the car door close? And it sounds close to the house. Because it's actually, like, not outside our house. I mean, it is outside my house, but it's like a driveway. So it's like, he didn't drive up to my house. He, like, stayed at the end, which is good. Because if he fucking drove up, it would have made more noise. The noise would have been closer. But I get out and I'm walking and I was like, oh fuck. And I took off my shoes because I was scared. Like, imagine you got a car door and then you have footsteps. Bro, I think in back, I'm like, they probably didn't hear a thing. Or they did, but they didn't know it was me. But once again, the guilty conscience, yada yada. So I took off my shoes and I'm outside and the floor is fucking freezing. Excuse me. And the floor is freezing, so I'm holding my shoes so that, you know, my footsteps are quieter. And I'm walking by, my brother's lights are off, so I was like, okay, that's good. And I go to the front door. I don't want to turn on any lights, like my torch or anything. So I put the key in, open the door, lock the door, and I was like, whoa, we successfully snuck out. You know, like, it was successful. I didn't get caught. Even if I get caught inside, it's like, it's better than being caught outside, because I can always come up with an excuse. And I remember I took my shoes off and I closed it. Like, it was just a sigh of relief. And I was just like, whew. And then my eyes became teary. And then that's where I went to the room that I changed. That room where the iron clothes are and the wash clothes are. I went to that room because that's where I changed first. Because I had jeans in there and that's where I changed first. So my shorts went there. And then I changed my shorts. And then I put my phone down and then I was just like, I just broke down there and then. So funny. Like, I was just thinking back and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know exactly why I was crying. I just think, like, I just felt so bad. Like, wow. Is this man two-timing? If you don't know what that means, like, when you're talking to two people, like, I don't know, fuck off, bro. I was like, wow. Like, wow. Because you see, the thing with me is, I'm talking to more than one guy, but I'm doing it through text. That's the thing. Like, I guess you can call me like a hoe, I don't care, but it's through text, like in person. Like, I don't talk to multiple people at once in person. Like, I haven't met with half of the guys that I've spoke to. This guy, like, it was just the type of thing, was like, wow. And then I just thought back on everything, and I was like, is this the end of the teenage dream? Like, I just felt so bad, and I was like, wow, you snuck out for that. All the anxiety that I felt for that, you felt bad all for that. Like, everything I just went through, all the emotions, everything I felt was for that. And I was like, wow, what a fucking slut. I'm just kidding, I didn't say that, but I just felt so bad, and I was like, wow, hey, like, wow. And then I wore my shorts, changed my stuff, took my stuff back upstairs. I went to my room, I changed properly there, and yeah. And then I went to the living room, and I sat there, because like I said multiple times, my room doesn't have Wi-Fi. So then I'm there, and then I'm just like chilling. And that's when, oh, he sent me a text, and he's like, you good? ? And I just didn't respond. And then I remember I'm just there. I started, like, I was still kind of, like, my eyes were still kind of teary, and I was just like, wow, like, what the fuck? He's gonna blow off the whole situation. Like, a fucking girl did not just call him right now and be like, yeah, baby, where are you? And then I just kind of just, you know, sat there. Wow. And then that's when the thoughts hit me. And I was like, wait, this man is getting fucked. No, this man is fucking someone. Like, I mean, obviously, it's a theory based off, like, everything that has happened. It's not, obviously, something that I'm saying with proof to back it up. Let me even read the chat. He says, you good after. And then I said, yeah, just a bit nervous and thinking about something. So then I thought, you know, with everything that just happened, you know, someone called you and it was a female and they used the term baby. And yeah, and even if it was like, oh, it's my brother's girlfriend, why didn't you say, yo, what the fuck are you doing? I'm not, you know, like, he, bro, like, you know, for a split second, with the way, like, I'll read the chats and show you, like, what you're saying, but for like a split second, I was like, maybe it is his brother's girlfriend, but I was like, it just doesn't make sense. Because then his excuse makes sense, because he's like, yo, why would I invite a girl over when our toys come out? And I'm like, yeah, but then what happened doesn't make what you're saying make sense. Because it's like, what the fuck? Like, first of all, if it's your brother's girlfriend, why are they calling you? Like, what? Second of all, bitch, what? Like, that's the first question. Like, that already is already like, what? That doesn't make any sense. So what? You're fucking talking to your brother's girlfriend? Your brother's girlfriend's talking to you? Like, so first of all, okay, he's online and I'm in the chat, so I just got out of the chat. And then, fuck! Now it's gonna look like, oh! Sorry. He opened my message, and then I said I was busy with something, wait, and now I'm online. I'll explain everything, but that was my live reaction, by the way, to me finding out. Oh, yeah. Should I turn off my Wi-Fi? Because it shows that I'm online, and he asked me for something, and I was like, I'm busy with something. But then I, you know, fuck this. I'm turning off my Wi-Fi. Yeah, I'm turning off my Wi-Fi. I can't do it. Because I'm opening the chat so I can read it. And I was just like, okay, so first of all, the story that it's your brother's girlfriend doesn't make sense. Because why is, first of all, your brother's girlfriend calling you? Second of all, why is your brother's girlfriend referring to you as baby? Third of all, why is your brother's girlfriend saying baby? Where are you to your brother? Fourth of all, why aren't you being like, bitch, what the fuck are you, you know, like, she's saying something, and you're not, like, it doesn't make sense. That can't be your brother's girlfriend. Like, the story just doesn't add up. Your brother's girlfriend wouldn't be calling you in the middle of the fucking night. It wasn't the middle of the night, it was like 11, kind of like 10-ish, 11, like 11-ish. So technically it is kind of like the middle of the night, and I'm like, what? Why would your brother's girlfriend be calling you? Wait. Okay, I'm just thinking about something. It just, yeah. Nope. It doesn't make sense. Because, like, why would you... Okay. So, anyways, that was just everything. And then when he said, wait, where even am I? Oh, so then I said, yeah. He asked if I'm good. And I was like, yeah, just a bit nervous and thinking about something. So then, you know, with everything that's happened, I would have thought that he would have been like, oh, shit. She's probably thinking about the call that happened. And he would have brought it up. And he would have, bro, you know what? When a liar says, like, oh, believe what you want, or like, they don't try and, when someone, if you catch someone doing something, instead of trying to, like, reassure you that, no, it's just this way, if they try and do anything else, I'm telling you now, they're probably lying. Like, if you accuse someone of cheating, and they're like, bitch, like, believe what you want, or, nah, this is, instead of, like, trying to reassure you. Okay, you know what? I'm not a relationship therapist, but whatever. Like, I said that because I thought he'd be like, you know, like, reassure me and be like, oh, if this is about the call, this is, like, nah, this is. Instead, he says, were you able to get in the house without making a noise with the laughing emoji? And he was like, what's that? What? That doesn't make sense. But then I sent a meme and then I said, shut the fuck up. And then he sent the laughing emoji again and he was like, tell me. And I think he thought, like, oh, maybe I got caught or something like that. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And he's laughing, like, ah, what happened? And I was like, and he's like, tell me. And I was like, I don't want to. Because I, then again, like, I thought he would take the hints. Like, wow, you're acting a bit cold. Like, what's going on? But he didn't. And he was like, all right, well. And he's like, I'm waiting for the snaps. Because, you know, like, what we were saying back and forth in the car when he was asking for snaps. And I was like, I'll send it to you. And I was like, you need to shut the fuck up. Go ask your little girlfriend. Because, you know, because I remember when I opened, I was contemplating on whether I should bring it up or not. Because my mindset was like, do I say, oh, wait, no, this is not the point. Oh, wait, no, not, I'm jumping the gun. But I was contemplating on whether I should bring it up or not. Because I was like, do I bring it up or not? Because, like, I just, like, I have let way too many guys get away with way too many stuff. Like, I need to bring this up. I need to say stuff as soon as I notice it. And just bring it up now. So, I brought it up. And I was like, you need to shut the fuck up. Go ask your little girlfriend. And then he says, okay, you know, timestamps. At 11:18, that's when I responded. No, he sent the message, I'm waiting for the snap, blah, 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 at 11:13. And then at 11:18, that's when I responded. And then at 11:33, he was like, this is why I'm like, he is getting fucked. No, sorry, not he's getting fucked. He is fucking someone. Sorry for shouting. I forgot this earphone. But I'm like, why are you taking so long to respond to me? And it's not even that. When I would send a message, it would one tick. Okay, so let me explain. On WhatsApp, by the way, we're texting through WhatsApp, let me say. And one tick means that it's sent. Because, you know, I have Wi-Fi, so it's sent. Two ticks means that it's sent and it's delivered. And then when the ticks go blue, it means they've seen it. So that's when someone gets left unseen. So I sent a message and it was one tick, which means that the message sends, but it hasn't delivered, which either means that his Wi-Fi is off or he turned off his data. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because we were just talking like a few minutes ago and now he turns it off. And I was like, I mean, wait, let me see something. Let me just check the information. Wait, what? Okay, wait, I'm so confused. When I sent the... Wait, let's go back a bit. When he said... Okay, so when he asked if I was able to get into the house without making noise, I said, shut the fuck up. And then he said, tell me. And I was like, I don't want to, right? So... Oh, yeah. So I said, I don't want to. And it went one tick. And then at 11:12. So what, 4 minutes later? It delivered, and then he read it at 11:12. So the same time he delivered, it's the same time he read it, right? And then he was like, I'm waiting for the snaps. And then I said, at 11:18, you need to shut the fuck up, go ask your little girlfriend. And then the message only delivered at 11:33, which means that he had turned off his Wi-Fi. Want to know why? So that my notifications don't pop up when he's with his little girlfriend. Because he's fucking... Obviously, it's just a theory. But at the same time, why would you just turn it off and turn it back on? Turn it off and turn it back on. In the middle of our fucking conversation. Why would you turn it off for so long? And then at 11:33, He responds, "I don't have a girl. I don't have a girl. That's my brother's friend." Let me refresh your memory. In the car, I don't know who that is. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. In the car, that's my brother's girlfriend. And I don't know if you remember, I was like, why would your brother's girlfriend be calling you this or this? At 11:33, all of a sudden, it's his brother's friend. So basically what happened is the brother's girlfriend broke up with the brother in under 30 minutes and now they're friends. That's the only logic story that could make sense. Because 1 minute, it's her brother's girlfriend, his brother's girlfriend, and then next minute, it's his brother's friend. And then again, even if it is your brother's friend, why would your brother's friend be calling you and saying the stuff that you said? If that was me, I would have rather said, oh, it's my friend. I told my friend that I'm meeting with you and they wanted to just prank you or just like, you know, play with me, yada, yada. But instead he says it's his brother's friend. And I was like, bitch, first of all, that's the problem with lying. Your stories don't add up. And even if you want them to add up, you need to make sure that you remember what you said so that you use the same story. But anyways, he said, that's my brother's friend. I'm being for real. I wouldn't call you over if my girlfriend is here. Ha. Huh? I don't even have. And then, okay, so he said this at 11:33. And then at 11:37, he said, yo, because I didn't respond. Like, I just kept on delivered. And I was thinking, like, yeah, of course. Why the fuck would you invite me over if you had a girlfriend over? But then who is calling you? Like, that's the thing. Like, what you're saying makes sense, obviously, because it's dumb. No, it's not like, why would you do that? You could do that, but it's dumb to have a girl over and invite another girl. And then I was like, you know what? He went to the gas station to get condoms and he fucked the girl. I'm telling you. Obviously, I don't know, but it's the logistic. That's the only story that makes sense for me, honestly. But then I replied to him, he's like, that's my brother's friend. And I was like, don't. At 11:45, and then he didn't respond. It delivered, but he didn't respond. And then he responded today at 5. And he's like, for real, I'm not lying. I wouldn't call you over if I had my girl around. I don't even have a girl to start with. And I was just thinking, like, yeah, that's fucking dumb. Like, I'm not saying you, obviously, like, you're saying, like, I wouldn't invite a girl over if I had one. Why would I call you over? And also, why would I call you over if I had a girl? It's not a type of thing that's like, you can't. It's just, it would be dumb to you. Well, I mean, he's saying, why would he do that? But that's what it looked like happened. That's what I was like, his girlfriend called him. No. They sent him to go buy condoms. And obviously, you know, we were talking for like, we were in the car for like a long time. So obviously the girlfriend is like, where are you, you know? Because we need to fuck. That is the story. And that is what happened. I'm going to ask him, like, are you a virgin? Oh yeah, the thing is, like, I could tell by, like, the way he was in the car, like, I was like, yeah, this guy's probably, like, a freak. Like, not like a freak, but he was, like, playing with my hair. And, like, I remember this time also, he called me mommy. Like, he asked me a question, and then I answered it, and he was like, okay, mommy. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, who taught you this? I also, like, I remember he asked me if I've had a boyfriend, and then I also asked him, like, has he had a girlfriend? And he said yes. And I hate people with girlfriends who's had exes because they're always going to compare. I always see TikToks where it's like, when my current boyfriend does so-and-so, but my ex used to do this. Like, bro, if someone has an ex, they'll always just keep... It's such a... I hate it so much. But I was like, who fucking taught you this? It's kind of... Think of it like if you're a guy, like if a girl is giving you head and it's like really good and obviously like you like it, but it's like... Where'd you fucking learn this from? Like, that's, like, what was going through my mind. And then I was like, okay. And then, yeah. At 5. Oh, yeah. So, by the way, he was acting in the car. I was like, the way he was acting in the park, he was, like, innocent. Like, he looked so innocent, sweet, making jokes here and there in the fucking car. He was like, oh, do you have any ideas on what you want to do? Oh, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I was like, I have nothing to do with that. I can't even insult him. But then at 5:43, he was like, for real, I'm not lying. I wouldn't care. I already said that. And then at 6:37, I said, whatever. I don't care. Shut up. I'm going back to sleep, though. Have fun with your precious girlfriend. Because I was like, you know what? I am going to keep bringing this girlfriend up of his because I don't fucking care. Like, I just have to. Because it fucked with me. And there's this, I remember, I saw Sixer was like, don't forget how bad they, oh, how they hurt you, or how they made you feel, something like that. So I always refer and be like, don't forget, you were literally crying yesterday because of this man, you know? But anyways, yeah. And then later he was like, I'm at work, but I'm up and at work already. I'll bring you a chocolate. Yada, yada. And I said, do your thing. You know, obviously, you know, he's trying to change the topic, but I'm just like, okay, do your thing, you know? Nothing like, oh, wow, have a good day at work. You know, we're playing it safe over here. I'm out of breath, but I'm stretching. Fuck. Ah! Oh! Fuck. Oh, God. I literally feel like I tore a muscle. But anyways, yeah. Oh, okay, so, yeah, we're talking, and I said, do your thing. He says, good morning. I said, hi, Baba. He said, how do you sleep, Mamito? I said, I slept well. What about you? He's like, I slept all right, Mamito. You're going to roll me a J later on the evening because I posted on my story a picture. I didn't post a picture of me rolling. I posted a picture of weed and, okay, fuck that. Like, it was just a picture. In the picture, there's weed and there's a J. There's weed in the... It, okay, fuck off, whatever. And I was like, your girlfriend kept you company with like a bunch of different emoji. He was like, nope, I don't have a girl. I told you, B. And then I was like, no, but fuck, I'm tired. Yeah, no, I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. I'm tired. I'm out of breath. It's 1:36. But anyways, you know, if anything interesting has happened, I'll always update you guys. This will be the new Dennis. I'm tired of telling Dennis stories. This will be the new story. But that was my sneaking out story. I don't want to say sneaking out too loud because who knows who's around. But that was my story. It was a roller coaster of emotions. But I'm back home. I'm safe. I may go out to sing today. But I, like I said, have school tomorrow. So, you know, I need to be fucking smart about that. Maybe his little girlfriend will call him again. But, you know, let's see what he's going to say about this. It's going to be our second time blinking, so hopefully I'm more, you know, relaxed. But that's it. I've been talking for a while. I would have continued with our messages, but I'm literally out of breath and I'm tired and I'm bored. So I'll just end the episode here. That's all for today. Hope you enjoyed my story time. My sneaking out story. Whatever happens, I'll update y'all.
I need to whisper in case someone's around.
That's it. Hope you enjoyed. More stories coming.
Something tells me someone's by my fucking door. Like, I can have a...
Paul! 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 You ever have that feeling where you can, like, sense someone's presence? Like, I have that feeling. What the fuck? Okay. Anyways. I'm tired, bored. If anything happens, I'll update you. Follow my spam because I will be posting a lot there, and I did already post today. And it would make my stories a lot easier because I can always refer them and still slaver. Or just check my main and check the bio. That's all for today. More stories coming. I have school, so only God knows when I'm gonna record again. The school is gonna hijack all my time. Let's go and speak to Mr. Mamito. I don't even know his name. He hasn't told me his name, but we'll refer to him as Mr. Mamito. Peace and love. See you guys later.